Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up? What up, world? What up? Talk to all my listeners. How y'all doing? It's your boy, Brooklyn Kid, host of Underrated Radio, broadcasting live from New York City. It's September 5th, 2015, 11:04. About a day away from the Labor Day, which is Monday the 7th. Shout out to everybody that's going to the parade. If you're living in New York City, and you know y'all frequent the parade on the yearly basis or annual basis, you know, shout out to y'all, and hope y'all, some of y'all will not just some, but everyone that goes there will be safe. You know, I heard a lot of crazy things be going down over in them type of celebrations and stuff like that, you know, for real. But Anyway, hope you had a good week, having a good weekend, and surely having a good night so far. Of course, you know, the same thing with me. I had a decent week. Can't really complain. You know, I'm alive and well. Got a roof over my head and clothes on my back, so I can't really complain that much because, of course, you know, everybody got it worse than me. You know what I mean? If you want to call in, the number is 516-453-9358. The number is 516-453-9358. It's a nice topic. I don't really know how to title it per se. I'm going to tell you how it came about. Like, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. I was listening to this radio show. I kind of frequented myself. It was really somebody sent in a situation to the radio personality. Actually, I'm giving the radio personality name. His name is Roger Shanti. He hosts a show called Tambourine Radio Live or Tambourine Live. It's Tambourine Radio, and he hosts a show on that. He's a founder and executive, like the CEO of that radio station. There's an internet radio station. So yeah, somebody sent in a letter about, you know, how, you know, his wife was cheating on him with some dude. And then the dude, man, no, the wife got knocked up, dude she was cheating with. And now it's kind of wondering now if, like, should he or should not, should he not, you know, take the insurance, take his wife off of his insurance and let the dude that knocked her up take care of the child. Now, I don't even know where this took place, really. I think this took place out of this country, whatever. And if it did take place in a foreign country, I don't know how their laws are over there, you know, in relation to that situation. But over here, again, I don't even know how it is over here. I don't know if it was to take place, what would happen. But I want to ask I want to ask the brothers this. The women can't really answer these questions, but the brothers can. I mean, women can call in and give in their opinion, of course, but I'm mainly asking the men, my brethren, like, yo, what do y'all think? What would you do, God forbid, if you were ever in a situation where your wife was cheating on you? You know, of course, you know, your wife, got, you know, you got your wife on her insurance, you know, and health insurance, that is. And she got, you know, she was being a thot, you know. You know, she was, you know, cheating on you with another dude. And, you know, of course, they decided not to use protection. And they did use protection, of course. You know, the rubber broke, and, you know, semen in. All them things, you know, you shot the club up and all that, you know, of course, they made that baby and things of that nature. And she came up pregnant. What would you do? Would you stay? Would you stay? Would you stay with her? What would you do? I mean, the way I'm thinking about it right now and the kind of mentality men are having today, and not to say they shouldn't have that mentality, because everybody can think, you know, you're free to, I don't want to say you can do what you want. I mean, you can, you're your own person, you can do what you see fit to do as an individual, but, you know, because whatever decision you make is your decision. But I'm saying, like, the way I see today's men, most men wouldn't do that, and I can't blame them, you know. I understand, I wouldn't want to do that either. You feel me? It's just, would the laws in this country allow men to, if they decide to take their wife off their insurance plan, because of that, would the laws allow them to do that? Because, you know, nowadays, you know, the laws are not in favor of the men. Unless you, you know, decided to switch teams, you know, you pretty much, you know, you're at a slippery slope. You know, you're not, for the most part, I think, you know, again, I'm just speculating, I'm assuming this is not set in stone. And again, if you want to call in to discuss this, the number is 516-453-9358. Give your opinion. I wish I knew. But I don't know how the system works in detail. But looking at it broadly and seeing how messed up the system can be majority of the time, and when it deals with domestic issues, you can kind of guarantee that the man might end up having to take care of the child. for real. Like, and it goes back to saying, like, yo, if a man brings up a child, you know, and the child, and he believes that's his biologically, and then the woman tells him, this child belongs to somebody else, not you. And he decides he wants to get reimbursed. If you're not with the mother, you know, and the man is not with the mother, I should say, and he decides, hey, I want to be reimbursed for all the child support I paid and stuff like that. Or, like I said, if you're married and the man is married and decided, you know, he wants to walk away or be reimbursed for all the support he gave the child because he did not know the fact that you did not know that the child was not legitimately his. 9.5 times out of 10, the judge is going to say no. The judge is going to dismiss that case 9.5 times out of 10. I say this because that's usually the judge will say it's the child, you know, and usually the judge will say keep taking care of the child because you're the only father the child knows. You may not be his father biologically, but you know you're the only one he knows as a father that he looks up to. So the child. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that because, again, if you think about it, I know I'm going off a topic. If you think about it, the judge, the court is forcefully, and I don't want to say forcefully per se because, I mean, if you really think about it, you can have a decision as to whether or not you want to take care of the child, but at the end of the day, that consequence might end up in, you know, the consequences might be, you know, of course, you might have to do some time in jail. So, but at the same time, most men don't want to go to jail. Let's put it like that. At least men in situations like this. So, I'm saying, to me, either way, especially if you're married, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. You have a choice, but you really don't have a choice, especially if you don't want to get married. So I look at it like I can I mean, what would you do in that in a situation like that? I don't know. It's just so hard, you know. I mean, you can't. It's very hard to say. I'm gonna take, because again, I don't know the. Beyond every state is different. You know, every state has. I'm not saying every state has its own. Like every state has different laws. You know, it's different. Yes, some laws are the same. Most laws are the same. But every state has their own unique, you know, law. Like, I mean, of course, like in America, of course, you know, you have to drink. If you want to drink legally, you have to wait till you're 21, of course. You know, but I'm saying, like, there's most laws, like, of course, like, you know, in Colorado, you have, they legalized marijuana, and especially in California as well, but, like, in certain parts of the state, certain states in America, they can't, you know, you can't, you know, there's can't smoke weed, you know, that's legal. You feel me? At least I should say medical marijuana, that is. But I'm just saying, like, thinking about it and stuff like that, it's just weird to me. Like, wow, you know, she can get away with it, you feel me? Like, the woman can actually get away with it. And then, again, it's not to say, like, anything. It's not to knock these women, you feel me? It's not to knock them. But at the end of the day, it's like there's no consequence on her part. There's consequence on the man's part for the most part because, you know, I say in most cases, because, again, kid ain't his, he still got to take care of it, you feel me? It's not like he has a choice. There's no choice. You can't say, no, I don't, like, the judge won't give him the choice. Okay, if you want to, you know, you can. You don't have to. You know, it's like the judge is forcefully making him morally to stay there, because it's really a moral decision if you think about it. And moral decisions should be left up to us, because it's like, okay, you know, sir, you know, you should give me that option. You know, give me that option. Don't sit there and say, nah, man, you know, you don't. I know I'm contradicting myself when I say, yeah, you know, you have an option, because between do what they, you know, you're required to do, or else, you know, you go behind bars. But same time, like I said, they're not. What I'm trying to say is, no, not every man wants to go to prison. You feel me? But at the same time, again, like I said, if you don't want to go to prison, you still got it. You know what I mean? Like, it don't make no sense. Like, it don't make sense. Like, why would you tell me I should take your child? It should be my decision. Again, it is a decision because you don't want to go to jail. But I'm saying, if I don't want to go to jail, like, if I don't want to take care of the child, then I have to go to prison. That don't make sense, because I didn't make that. I didn't call the child a mistake, but I didn't make the mistake of producing another, like, producing a child with another man. She did that. She decided to go out and, you know, pin the child on me, you feel me, for all these years. She decided to go ahead and cheat on me and do all this kind of stuff. I shouldn't have to, you know, I shouldn't have to suffer the consequences. She should, you know what I mean? And then, you know, some people might say, oh, well, she did suffer the consequences. She had a child for 9 months in her womb and this, that, and the third, and, you know. And, like, nah, I mean, no. No, no way. No way. I'm saying that's not, no. Because at the end of the day, that kid is still getting free care. She getting free care. You know what I mean? I've heard a situation where dudes say, and I mean, it's not to knock them, that they don't really care. Like, look, they would work out a situation. And again, I don't know how it is in America like that, at the minute details. I know for the most part they're not fair, but I don't know the minute details of the soul situation. And again, I want to let me know, you know, what y'all, your thoughts about this. The number's 506-453-9358. Let me know. You know, you let me know anybody that's more well-versed in the family law area, or I said the area of family law when it comes to this particular situation. Because this family law is a part of, you know, if you go to a situation like this, you go to a family lawyer. You know what I mean? So, or of course, family court. But what I'm trying to say is that I've heard of situations where guys say, yeah, they don't mind, you know, they would, of course, they would be with the woman, but they would, you know, they would at least, because it's the kid, you know, the child would not, I mean, he's not blaming the child per se, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't want to feel like, you know, it's the child, you didn't have to be there, so from the kindness of their own heart, they would, you know, go ahead and just do that, just for now. But again, doing that might still come back to bite you in the end, because you still might end up having to care for that child. You know what I mean? Because the woman had a child outside of the marriage, you know, and you still went ahead and, you know, cover all the financial matters that, you know, that comes with, you know, the health, you know, the health business, all the health, the doctor bills and everything. You know, you might still have to take care of that child. Like, whoa, in the world, like, this is, and I'm going to tell y'all this, though, because I have, like, what, 7 minutes left. This is weird. Let me tell y'all how unfair this system is. Let me tell y'all how ridiculous this is. I came across an article, I think it was yesterday. Yeah, I think it was yesterday I came across this article. And what happened was this dude, I think his name is, I don't know, what's the name? This football player, though. Oh, it's Adrian Peterson. I believe it's Adrian Peterson. I wasn't planning on speaking on this, but I, from, you know, my mind, I felt, you know, this is germane to what we're talking about on today's discussion. I read an article on TMZ the other day, and oh my gosh, I can't believe I heard about that. I can't believe my eyes when I read that. This woman that had a baby with Peterson, we're just going to name him that, I don't remember his, I'm not too sure about his first name. She had a baby with him, or supposed to have a baby, She had a miscarriage. Now, of course, you know, a miscarriage, I mean, that's wrong, you know. I mean, not wrong, but it's sad, you know. It's sad that a person might have a miscarriage and everything. But she now wants her baby daddy to pay or to reimburse her for all the craziness she went through when it came to that situation. Now, I understand miscarriages are very, you know, they're very, it's hard, you know what I mean? It's hard. At the same time, I don't think homeboy should be obligated to pay for that. I don't think he should be held obligated. Now, again, I don't know. We don't know what kind of relationship they had. If they had a boyfriend and girlfriend type situation where they lived together, you know, and I mean, then again, I mean, it's obvious they didn't really have some that kind of relationship, because obviously she wouldn't be taken into court, you know. If they had like one of those, you know, what's that thing called again? If they had one of those relationships where they were living together and stuff, and or married, I can, you know, I mean, come on. Of course you're going to pay for that, you know what I mean? Like, because you're with that person romantically, you know, you're in love with that person and stuff. You know what I mean? Of course, I think most guys would do that, because, you know, that's their chick. But if it's just one of those situationships you know, like a chick you might have hooked up with, like a couple of years back, or maybe like not just, but I'm saying like, you know, y'all just, you know, y'all mess around every now and again, you know, just to, you know, fulfill that temporary need or that temporary desire that y'all have and stuff. I mean, why should I be obligated? I mean, if he wants to, that's his business. But I mean, I don't know if I should be. Especially, what if they don't get along? What if he's trying to trap him with some, you know, because he's a football player and stuff. He's an athlete, big time athlete. So why should he be? We don't know what kind of relationship. Again, I don't know what kind of relationship they have, but from what I read and from what it looks like seemed to me, they don't really have that much good relationship. And even she sounds like she's trying to get money out of him. Like, why are you trying to take me to, you know, try to clean me out? Like, what's up with that? You know? And again, I mean, ain't no telling if she don't win the case. I mean, most likely she will. I mean, look, again, I said, the laws ain't all that fair. You feel me? They're not fair. So, I'm telling you, man. And going back to what I said about, you know, DNA test, I mean, this is why I say when you do these things, it's so much better when men do DNA tests before they sign the birth certificate, like for real, because I think it will be much better. It will save so much trouble. And this is why I think Congress should pass that. Instead of paying our taxes on these nonsense, like, you know, just wars and all this craziness, we should be doing something right with it. Like, you know, a DNA test to make sure every man, every prospective father, take a DNA test, make sure that he is the father of the child. You know, that old saying, I heard it so many times. I used to hear it from this one person numerous times. Then I heard from other people, mama's baby, daddy's maybe. I mean, come on, man. For real. She knows what's coming out of her cooch. I don't. I mean, I know what's coming out of her cooch, but I'm saying I don't know if it's mine or not. I don't know. I mean, and it's not to say that all women are, you know, ruthless and devious and shiesty. And just money hungry. I ain't saying all, but I don't know all women. It's impossible for me to say all. But I'm saying, from what I've seen, it's scary out there, bro. It's really scary out there to the point it's like, yo, like, nah, Congress should be trying to help us out. But, of course, you know, if you're going to do stuff, you're going to pass something, you're going to cater to somebody, you're going to cater to the women. And again, it is what it is, you know what I mean? They shop the most. So I can see why they do that. I can see why they do that. So it is what it is, man. But I'm about to end this show. I hope y'all enjoyed it. If not, then I don't know. If y'all enjoy it and find it informative to some degree. And I hope you have a good week, good night, good weekend, and surely a good week. It's a prosperous week. And again, all those that's going to the West Indian Day Parade on Monday out here in New York, going to Brooklyn Eastern Parkway, safe. All right, safe travel over there. All right, and I'll be back same time, same place next week. Underrated radio.